Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Indochino is the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. They make suits, shirts, coats, and more, and everything is made to your exact measurement for a great fit. Plus, you get to personalize all the details, including your lapel, lining, and your own monogram. RJ Barrett also is an Indochino guy. I don't know if you knew this, but the pink suit he was rocking at the draft, that was an Indochino, and his new collection just dropped, featuring limited edition fabrics and jacket linings RJ helped pick out and design. The process is simple. You just choose your fabric, pick your customizations, and submit your measurements. Your package will be delivered straight to your door in 2 weeks. You can get measured and design your suit at your nearest Indochino showroom or do it all yourself online at Indochino.com if you know your measurements. Right now, you can get $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when entering Blue Wire at checkout. Plus, you get free shipping. One more time, that's Indochino.com, promo code BLUEWIRE, one word, BLUEWIRE, for $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more.
Blue Wire.
What up, Snapback fam? Welcome to episode 44 of the Snapback Sports Pod. On this episode, recapping NFL Week 10, college football upsets, and much more. So let's get it.
Down goes Frazier!
Auburn's going to win the football game! Auburn's going to win the football game!
Curry, way downtown! Bang! Bang!
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship! And Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala! That's a layup! Oh, blocked by James!
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman, from the Snapback Sports on Snapchat. Joining me today, and as always, is Abe Granoff, home of the Penn State Nittany Lions. Abe.
That's how we're starting off, huh?
So I'm not.
I mean, what's a weekend in the fall without a little heartbreak, right? Here I am thinking I'm getting a chill week. Eagles are on a bye, and then Penn State says, "Hold my beer."
I was the whole time as I'm picturing and watching Minnesota win, I'm thinking about my intro for tonight, and I figured that. I was thinking I was gonna go with a ha 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 ha. Like just absolute laughter.
I honestly thought we were gonna open up this episode. And you know how like sometimes I'm playing some music, some ad libs. Yeah. I thought I was gonna get the
Minnesota was doing that. Did you hear them playing Zombie Nation the whole time? They were trolling.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so, man. So I'll just keep it short with a ha ha. You actually thought you were making the college football playoff. I thought we were going to at least get to experience undefeated, going to Columbus, James Franklin, horrible coaching, heartbreak. But they kind of ruined it in early
November.
Wait a second.
What am I missing? We went out and we're in.
Potentially. But the only thing is that after losing to Minnesota, and we'll talk about Minnesota a little, but after losing them, it's just almost impossible to imagine you beating them. In Columbus.
So do you remember what I said about the Ravens beating the Patriots? How it was the worst thing they could have done?
Yeah.
Penn State losing to Minnesota was the best thing they could have done. You know what? There's one word for that loss yesterday. And you know what that is? Humbling. That is a humbling loss. Because listen, I'm spinning the shit out of this, obviously.
Even know how to spin it. It's simple. If they win out, yes, they theoretically could get in.
That's my thing. If we win out, we're in. We're in.
But my point is, after losing to Minnesota, it's very, very, very – it was already very tough to imagine you winning that game. Now, I just don't see it.
Bro, it's any given something. What do you think – Saturday.
What do you think about Minnesota? Do you think they're a good team? Do you think that?
No.
But they play Wisconsin and Iowa, who are two absolute fraudulent programs right now. They could be undefeated going into the Big Ten championship.
Right. I mean, okay. And think about, we had the chance to win that game yesterday. We were driving down the field ready to score.
I think it was a hold on the final play.
Yeah, I think so too. A little. I saw I mean, you get classic James Franklin moments in this game. Did you see him try and run goal line fades to our 5'9 receiver?
Every single play, like, on the goal.
Him and
Freddie Kitchens.
He thinks every down is going to make KJ Hamler grow 2.5 inches. It's actually mind-boggling.
I think on Friday nights, Freddie Kitchens and James Franklin get on a conference call with their offensive staff, and they say, all right, guys, if we get inside the 5, let's find a goal line fade. Let's run up the middle a couple times. Maybe a QB draw here and there. Let's try not to score.
Bro, I really didn't think we were going to lose this game so much.
Me
so
neither.
I placed 4 live line money line bets on Penn State. Four different times.
Other implications were the LSU-Bama game.
Go Tigers!
My cousin, Max, said pregame that Joe Burrow has a 0% chance of being drafted number one overall in the NFL draft. I think after that game, I would put the percentages somewhere around 75 to 80% that he does go one.
Yeah, well, Max can hold that tiger. I mean, he's unbelievable. What LSU is doing this season with this air raid offense is appointment television. Like, you have to be watching them every Saturday. They're that fun to watch. This wasn't really a game. Ever.
Well, that's the crazy thing. The Alabama cut the lead to 6 twice. Both times, Burrow went straight down the field, and the key play of the game is he gets absolutely blitzed. He dumps it to the flat to the running back on 3rd and 10. He breaks 2 tackles, gets a first. They then score. Like, it did get shakily close. I agree. It was an impressive, dominating win, but there were moments.
Right. It was like that, wait, let's take a step back and realize that we're still watching Alabama. Like, it's never actually over. But granted that we've never really seen them play from behind. You know what I mean?
No.
In this dynasty that they've had. But, I mean, Alabama's done for. They're out. Because you can spin it. If you have a close loss at home or a loss on the road.
Well, that's the thing.
A double-digit L at home.
Dude, they didn't lose by double digits. That's what could – I'm not even kidding. That 80-yard touchdown to Devontae Smith, they lost by 5 because they had that bull.
Yeah, like, but when people look back at that box score, they're going to know that it wasn't a good indicator. Bro, I'm telling you, so when they beat Auburn, let's assume they beat Auburn, like – what are their good wins this year?
Yeah, they won't have many. They'll have ranked wins, but here's who else is in the competition, right?
That 4th spot is going to be fun, and it's essentially Georgia's to take if they win the SEC chip.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, Georgia beats LSU in the SEC championship. Both teams are in. Like, it is going to get
LSU's locked. Fun. LSU, I mean, assuming their only loss if they lose one game is to Georgia in the SEC chip, they're locked. Even if they lose a game and then win LSU is in. We know
you
that.
Think.
LSU is in, no matter what. Okay. I mean, barring any crazy event, you got to think Clemson's automatically in because they have about 4 more bye weeks before the playoff, playing elementary school teams. and then if Georgia wins, they're in. And then does a 1-loss PSU team get in, Jack? I think they do.
Over. Okay, so here are the other potential.
Because Ohio State's not getting in if they don't run the table. Like, their schedule's not hard enough. Like, it's just what it is.
What about, like, OU, who would be a 1-loss Big 12 champ? What about Oregon or Utah, who would be a 1-loss Pac-12 champ?
Damn. I mean, but you got
to
think.
No, OU almost lost. Like, I don't think they deserve to be up there. And
that's the thing, though. You know what the thing is? I think they do deserve to be up there. I just think that loss was such a bad loss. It's so hard to come back from that, especially when
they won by one last night.
The Big 12 is trash this year.
Yeah, it's definitely not impressive.
So that's not helping them. Beating Texas, like, twice, like, congrats. We all knew that was going to happen, but you guys are trash.
No, we're not even going to make the Big 12 championship. So they'll get, like, a win over – they play in Baylor – this week coming up, and then they would probably play him again for the Big 12 championship. Like, I agree. It's ranked wins, but it's not impressive. How about the fact that Texas lost to LSU by a touchdown? I mean, come on. That's pretty impressive looking back.
Moral victories.
And how about the fact Texas' defense, hashtag we are back. We allowed 45 to LSU at home. Bama lets up 46. I mean, we need to have these conversations.
Yeah, I mean, that we can run with these narratives however much you want. Listen, I'm just hoping you're going through a tough week this week.
Why?
The people that saw your Instagram know you're going vegan this week, right?
Yeah, so just a quick shout out. I will be attempting a vegan diet from tonight.
You're so screwed. You're
from
so
Monday
screwed.
At 12:01 a.m. until I think I'm going to quit before Friday night dinner.
Just yeah, guys, shoot me a DM if you're listening to this. I'm setting the line at over under. We'll give it
Wednesday dinner.
1:30 after nup. I think Wednesday's lunch is when you start freaking out. I got 1:30 on Wednesday, over under or after or before we can call it this market,
okay,
of when Jack quits this diet. But now you just totally forgot what I was going to say.
You said I was having a tough week. Texas won. The next thing, but we knew that. Vegan diet coming up. I'm almost back from the dislocated shoulder. And there is one thing going right for me.
Go ahead.
Do your dance, Lamar Jackson. I believe your name, so like, just so, because the audience can't really see, but we type in our usernames when we log on for the pod. Mine's the standard Blue Wire Pods. Obviously, that's our podcast company that produces. And yours is Afraid to Admit I Love Lamar Jackson.
You're lying to everyone on the radio right now.
Well, that was your intended. It looks like it's Afraid to Admit I-3 Lamar.
You're lying. It does not say that.
Oh.
It does not say that. But, yeah, I'm afraid to admit I love Lamar Jackson.
Oh, my God, that run today. Like, if he was still in college, like, that's his Heisman moment. I don't know if NFL players really have a
– You don't have an MVP moment.
You don't. You have to consistently put up numbers, but, like – I don't know. You tell me. 15 of 17, 223, 3 touchdowns, perfect passer rating, second time all year, 7 carries.
Oh, I wanted to bring that up. Yeah, I hear you. I wanted to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect passer rating, you said that, right?
Yeah.
Who the hell made a perfect passer rating 158.3? What nerd?
No, I know in
a front office made that, and why is it that number?
The city of New Orleans, they complained to the NFL.
Oh, right.
And they were just like,
New Orleans.
Yeah. So second time perfect pass rating. And after he did it week one against the Dolphins, everyone told me it was just the Dolphins.
you want to run with this today?
The Colts just lost the Dolphins. And then everyone's going to say it's just the Bengals. That's fine. But the Seahawks beat them by one.
Well, you have your opinion.
How
on this.
Fun is Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
All right, Saints go down. That was your number one team, was it not, in the power rankings?
Yeah, was my number one team. But I think that it's like, don't we do power rankings on Thursday? What are you trying to do right now? Get the hell out of here. We do this on Thursday.
We have to recap how our power rankings did.
We have never done that on this show. We have never done that.
Well, I preemptively want to move the Ravens to number one. We're the best team in the NFL right now. It's actually not even particularly close.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely played really well against, what is his name? Ryan Hanley? What's his name?
Ryan Finley. We actually played horrible. He was gashing us up. But two more touchdowns from the defense. Lamar, perfect passer rating. And that probably will go down as the play of the season, right?
I mean, I'm
with the commentary on it, like, it was too electric.
I mean, Jim Nantz is electric as always.
Jim Nantz, but
was it not Jim Nantz on CBS?
Nah, it wasn't him because Nantz is on like the big games.
Ah, but anyway, dude, Lamar is just taking this league by storm. It's crazy. I mean, I'm still not gonna go ahead and call him a great passer, but like. He doesn't need to be.
I wouldn't call him a great pass either. I would call him a perfect passer just based off today's results.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going by the numbers, you have it.
Right. Yeah, he's pretty fun. So we're recording Sunday night. Obviously, the Sunday night game's going on. The Seahawks play at the Niners. You have to imagine, even if Russ like does well, like they're probably gonna lose and his numbers won't be like normal because that Niners date on Tuesday morning, Lamar Jackson will be the odds on favorite for MVP.
I was having this conversation today. It's a literally this season more than any year ever is a day by day award. At what time is it? 10:12 on a Sunday night on I'm not sure what today's date is.
10:10. 10:10.
No, it's November. 11. It's November, Jack. Damn. Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Look at the name of our episode. It's literally 10-10 because I thought we were in October.
But anyway, this is a day-by-day award at 10-12 on 11-10. Lamar Jackson is the NFL MVP. Tomorrow at 11-12, it could be Russell Wilson again.
True. Absolutely. Let's hop into a Monday Night Football preview. I think the Niners are going to win. Russell in primetime is too good. But that it's really the defense for the Seahawks that's so bad. So I'm going to say Niners take it. I think Seahawks scored late, but I think Niners control from the tin up. I'm going 27-20. 27-23, but late touchdown.
Oh, so I see you did the little Seattle cover. I think we know what you're betting tomorrow night.
No, but I really think the Niners are going to beat it. I'm just scared of the back door.
I am taking the Seahawks because I think that the Niners – excuse me?
Well, I asked you for the last three episodes, I've asked you if the Seahawks are going to make the playoffs, and you said no three straight times, and then you're picking them to win on Monday night to move to 8-2.
Oh, no, they're going to make the playoffs. I changed my mind.
After the Rams loss, it's getting tricky.
Yeah, no, they're going to make the playoffs. By the way, called that Steelers, people's parlay. Thanks a lot, Colts.
That was a lot.
But, yeah, I think the Niners D is finally getting their first, like, true test. Like you said, Russ in prime time. Once Russ gets out of the pocket, it's game over. I've been saying the Niners D is the truth, but I refuse to buy into Jimmy Garoppolo yet. I really do. And because of that...
What does he have to do for you?
Because
I think that's the question.
I think he's too pretty. So maybe something with his face. But other than that, if you're talking X's and O's, I don't really think there's much he needs to do more. But,
right, he's like 14-3 as a starter. So Jimmy G, like, you know, take a hit to the nose, break your nose, get a little crooked, and then A will buy in to the...
Nah, he holds on to the ball a lot, makes some mistakes. Screw Jimmy G. If he wants to come on the podcast, we can talk it out. But I'm going Niner or... Who am I picking? Seattle, 30-17. I think that defense...
What are you saying? I wanted to hear that comment. That defense, what?
I think they're going to be humbled. How about that? It's a humbling episode today. Penn State got humbled. Niners are getting humbled tomorrow. 30 is a lot of points. I'm going to take that back. 28-17, Seattle. Two less points.
Right. You felt really confident. 20. Another team that got humbled, the Saints. And I think this could be the worst loss of the year by any team in the league. Is that crazy to say?
9 points at home to the Atlanta Falcons defense.
Trubisky is offended.
Yeah. This game gave me my conspiracy theory of the day, if you have any interest in hearing that.
A lot of
rumors circulating about Dan Quinn going to get fired at the end of the year. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten fired yet. But Sean Payton threw that game. Sean Payton threw that game. Could afford an L because he knows the division's pretty much all but wrapped up. 9 points at home, though, with that offense against that defense, that's bad. Yeah, but Dan Quinn stays around for a little bit. I even got a notification by Ian Rappaport on Twitter. It was like, Arthur Blank used the Saints game as a key evaluation of Dan Quinn, and Sean Payton's just like sitting there like, yep, I did it. 100%. But no, bad loss. Worst of the year? I don't know. This Colts loss, I mean, I guess they didn't have Brissett, but I don't know, they're... Hit some bad losses, including my Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm looking at these games. There were a lot of crappy teams that play each other. But
we've gone over the NFL stinks.
Dude, out of the all the games this week, only two were not one possession. It was the Saints losing by 17, and then obviously the baby goat by 36. But that's to be expected. The Green Bay game, which I think McCaffrey got in. I think that Kyle Allen's good. He's not good enough. That's why McCaffrey won't win MVP. We know that. I am going to continue telling people that the Packers are not that good because I really don't think they are.
But they're your Super Bowl pick.
I know. To make it. My Super Bowl pick, though, takes an L, which is big for the Ravens' bye hopes. Ryan Tannehill.
We're doing the whole bye thing now. We're into it's that season.
I mean, we're 7-2, and I looked at our schedule, and I was searching. You know what the word came up at dinner as I was looking over the schedule?
Go ahead.
If you can't guess it, then we have bad chemistry.
Humbling?
Yeah. I was like, we kind of need to lose to Houston and need a humbling loss because listen to our schedule. We play Houston, then we go to the Rams, and you know that'll be a home game because they're a joke, and Jared Goff is LOL. Then we play the Niners at home, and then our last four are Bills, Jets, Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
You'll probably lose to Cleveland.
I don't know because we already lost them. That's why I don't know.
I was so really, 14-2 really
on the horizon. But Chiefs lost. Mahomes obviously balled out in his first game back, but that defense, Abe's favorite defense in the league.
Don't do that. Come on.
What?
Come on. No. I've told you the Chiefs defense is obviously it's average. You were calling them bottom,
average.
You were calling them bottom three in the NFL.
Their defense is hot trash. They just left 35 points to Ryan Tannehill.
Don't say Abe loves that defense. Like, I know they're trash. All right, we're not pushing that narrative.
Okay, thoughts on the Chiefs though, because that is my Super Bowl pick. But 6-4 now.
I think that Pat Mahomes should be banned from the sport of football. It is so unfair how much better he is than everybody else. He is crazy. Just so goddamn fun to watch. Throwing a touchdown pass like he's Derek Jeter today across the diamond, from making a throw from short to first in the air. I mean, him and Tyreek Hill, that pairing is what should be illegal. How about that? With the speed and everything.
We do not support Tyreek Hill on this podcast. With that being said, that man is fast.
Yeah, I mean.
That man is fast.
I'm just talking football. He's on my fantasy team, so. Kind of need him,
I didn't draft him. I don't support that.
Okay. You're making me look like the bad guy. But anyway.
Mitch Trubisky with the W today took down the previously undefeated Jeff Driskel.
Undefeated?
Yeah, he hadn't played a game.
Oh, nice. First career start?
Yeah, first career start for Drisk Money. He put up 13 against the Bears D. Trubisky threw three touchdowns today. Look at Mitch go.
Yeah, this Lions defense has been trash.
I mean, they still only scored 20. It wasn't too impressive.
You know what we haven't done in a while? A little trivia. What? Let's see if you're on your toes. Jeff Driskel, where do you go to school?
Florida. That's easy. Come on. That's child's play. Come on. Come on. Yeah, don't give me that.
All right.
Surfer Mitch, though, went to Pittsburgh, put an absolute dud of a game up.
I mean, we were talking about it, me and a couple of my buddies, on that last drive. We were just saying, this has Jared Goff interception written absolutely all over it.
The pick wasn't terribly his fault. Like, it wasn't like a true Surfer Mitch moment.
But it was just totally on brand.
It was obvious.
To think that Surfer Mitch was the number one overall pick is absolutely mind-boggling.
To think that they then signed him to a freaking $40 million deal is what even a touchdown. Crazier.
Amari Cooper, touchdown. Dallas takes the league. That hurts. I'm a big Vikings fan right now.
Yeah, I was a big Rams fan, but the Steelers, man, oh my God, they are going to the playoffs. Like, it is not even
You're dying on that hill now?
I've been saying that. I've been saying that for two
no,
weeks.
No, no, you've been saying look out, and it's almost as if you're afraid. No.
I said they could play for the division week 17, but they're a wild card. They play Cleveland, Cincy, Cleveland, Arizona, Buffalo, the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, they're the sixth seed right now.
Yeah,
that sixth wild card spot for that sixth playoff spot in the AFC is going to be like the fourth spot in the college football playoff. Like, it is going to be so fun down the stretch with all these absolutely garbage, mediocre teams fighting for a spot in the absolute garbage, dumpster fire, trash of a conference.
Oh my God! That stop is the AFC. On the AFC.
That is the AFC.
Stop it! The one thing we do have to talk about in that game is Minka Fitzpatrick. Like, is in the running for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, good call, Howie Roseman, not trading for him, Eagles GM. But, I mean, since he's been to Pittsburgh, what is he on, 5 or 6 picks now?
He has, like, 19 turnovers forced in 3 games, I swear. That's
okay,
been
you
crazy.
Just made that up, but...
Yeah, no, that's definitely... No, but Marcus Peters does lead the league in takeaways since he joined. That was just a stat I had to throw out there.
Okay, yeah.
Someone Christian Kirk balled out, 3 touchdowns. Arizona Tampa Bay. I don't really care about that game, unfortunately. Shout
yeah, I checked Jameis. The score of that game at around 1:22, and it was pretty cool. Winston already had an interception.
He threw it on the first drive. Yeah, Jets nice. And Giants. Sam Darnold with an epic statement. He said,
"Oh, this Jets, is all time. This is all time."
He said the Jets are technically.
He is drunk as shit.
He said that they are technically in playoff contention. Which
well, he
are.
Wasn't wrong.
He's definitely not wrong.
He's not a liar.
I'm going to say the Jets are going to miss the playoffs. Are you willing to go on that limb?
Not yet.
No.
I love that confidence in my quarterback. So I'm going to take his word for it for the time being. How about that?
Fair. Another team that I keep trying to get you in on because I keep telling you they're actually good. The Raiders.
I told you that in August.
And you quit on them, and I said they're coming around.
You're not going to go back and try and find that tape. So
wait, real quick. Thursday, for our Thursday pod, did I offer you the chance to get back in on the Chargers, and you did? And then they lost?
No, you definitely offered me the chance. But since they lost, I'm going to say I think I denied it to get back in on the Chargers. I think I remained out on them, if I'm not
Fair
mistaken.
Enough. There's one other game on the slate we haven't really discussed, but I'm saving that for after the break because are we having a revival?
Oh, Jack, I have a disease.
Oh, me too.
I have.
When you say it like that, it just sounds terrible. All right, anyways.
No, it is terrible, but we'll get into it after.
We'll talk about it after. People's Parlay lost, by the way, unfortunately. Screw the Colts. This podcast, though, is brought to you by Untuckit. The holidays are almost here, and you know what that means. Gifts. And what better gift to give the guy in your life than a stylish shirt that fits just right. Unlike most brands, Untuckit shirts are actually designed to be worn untucked. Pretty cool thing. Visit Untuckit.com and use code BLUE for 20% off at checkout. That's Untuckit.com and promo code BLUE for 20% off your order.
Yeah, now we need to hear from our guys over at Harry's Shave Club. Humans have been shaving for thousands of years, and the secret to a great shave? Well, thanks for asking, Jack. It hasn't changed much. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and neither do you. That's why Harry's doesn't overcharge you to add gimmicky features to your razors. They focus on delivering what actually matters, sharp, durable blades at a fair price. Why Harry's? Harry's will return to the essential quality, durable blades at a fair price at just $2 a blade. They've cut out the middleman, manufacturing blades in their German blade factory that's been honing precision blades for a century. Honing, that's a good word. My word of the day now. Which means you get incredibly high quality blades at a factory direct prices. Harry's is super convenient and there's no risk to you for trying them out. Listeners of my show, I'll get ours, sorry Jack, can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/bluewire. You'll get a weighted, another big word, ergonomic handle for a firm grip, five-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy to grab on the go. Go to harrys.com/bluewire to start shaving better right now.
All right, let's do it. Let's make the claim. The Browns are back. No, they're not. The Browns
are still dead. I have a severe disease. Jack, I can't stop believing and betting on the Cleveland Browns.
Well, they covered, or they pushed today. So
I took them money line.
All right, there you go.
But, like, every week I tell myself, stop betting on the Browns. And, obviously, I've had my fair share of L's this year. But, man, I'm addicted to it. I love betting on Odell Beckham Jr. and Baker Mayfield.
I mean, can Odell Beckham be sent to somewhere like where someone will utilize him? He did get 12 targets today, only 5 catches for 57 yards. But Browns win. The Browns are just going to absolutely kick themselves for losing last week in Denver to a first game starter.
I'll kick him with them.
They play Thursday night against Pittsburgh. That, obviously, winner will then have a chance at the playoffs. Loser, probably knocked. But after that, Browns get up. They get the Dolphins. They get Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. Their schedule is a joke.
It's crazy. That's why I'm saying Cleveland and Pittsburgh are going to hang around. Thursday night is huge, and they get the short week at home. Cincy, Arizona, Baltimore at home, and then Cincy. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they had won that game against Denver, they're sitting at 5-5 right now?
Jack, no, let's do it.
4-5.
Let's buy back in.
No.
Come on, let's do it.
The Browns are dead. That I can't buy back into it because that's kind of been my thing all season, that the Browns are dead.
Allow me.
To buy back
I'll buy in for both of us. On me.
I'm not letting you – well, I'll let you do that. I'm going to say Pittsburgh. You're going to go Cleveland?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Wait, are we talking for Thursday night or for the rest of the way?
No, for rest of the way.
I mean
– oh, you wanted it just for Thursday.
No. I wanted the rest of the way, but now that I'm looking at it, I mean –
jeez, they both play the same
3-6.
Yeah, they're dead.
They're two getting. I mean, no, probably not. The Steelers are probably gonna finish ahead of them just because they do have a 2-week two game advantage over halfway through the year. But I mean, the Browns are so fun to believe in just because it you just think how much worse can it get?
I'll tell you how much worse. Actually, picture perfect worse as you were talking about Dan Quinn and the Saints and Sean Payton's.
No, there's no way. There's literally no way Freddie Kitchens is their coach next year.
No. I mean, there's completely a way.
They
were 2-6, right? So that leaves them with 8 games. If they finish at 7-9, that means they would be a 5-3 over their final 8, 7-9 overall. That's a momentum to end the year. Oh, things were clicking.
Jack, stop. You sound silly. You realize the hype? People were saying Super Bowl for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, that's just stupid by the media.
We kind of are the media.
That's not Freddie Kitchen's fault.
Bro, by no means is a 7-win season, does that suffice for the Browns keeping all right, what about Freddie
eight?
Kitchens?
What about 8?
Oh, we're going to get technical now?
No, I'm serious. That makes a difference to me. If they finish the season going 6 out of their final 8?
Yeah. I mean, it would be at that point. It would be 7-9, right? Because if you're counting today,
no, that I was.
Yeah, run my math for me.
Yeah.
not the greatest math guy, by the way.
Fan. Yeah.
As you've probably learned by now, but I think there's no way. I mean, you got to think no matter what, however they end this year, they're not getting to 9-7, right? We both agree on that.
They have 6 losses. I mean, they're not.
They but might.
It's totally not out of the question.
All right. 8-8, he gets fired. How about that?
9-7?
Come on. Are we going to do it? You want to do if they win out? Is he going to get fired? Then no. How about that?
Well, 10-6, I think he's safe. But 9-7, what do you say?
9-7.
Because I don't think 9-7 is out of the question.
You think 9-7 gets that second wild card spot?
No. I think they miss the playoffs at 9-7.
If they miss the – here's what we're going to do. If they miss the playoffs, he's done.
I hope they make the playoffs then.
Of course you do. Just like I hope Dak Prescott gets $500 million and becomes the wealthiest man on planet Earth.
Fair enough.
Speaking of which, let's punch this in, Kirk. We got 20-21, 2.5 minutes left. Minnesota in the red zone, looking to punch it and take the lead. And just like that, Dalvin Cook, 25-yard touchdown run.
Nice. So Vikings are in the lead.
Look at primetime Kirk.
Yeah, 27 points.
Big weekend for the state.
Wait, your math is really bad.
Why is my math bad?
Oh, 25-yard touchdown. I thought you were saying the Vikings had 25 points.
Oh, come on. Look at primetime Kirk. Big week for Minnesota in general. One breaks my heart. The other could repair it if Minnesota beats Dallas.
Wow. Minnesota lost on Sunday night and a win on Saturday would be tough. Since we don't have much left to talk about, let's just act like the game was over, and let's predict how this game goes down.
Minnesota wins because what can go wrong will go wrong for the Cowboys.
Yeah, but I want you to actually like reference specifics as if this game is finished and as if
I'm from the
like because when people listen, you know what I'm saying. When
I'm from the future, so I'm gonna let you know what happened in this game.
Okay.
So just
set the current stage real quick.
What is it? We got 27-21 Minnesota. We're gonna get up to about. There's more math involved now. I'm screwed.
Just the play is involved. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah,
the
no, point. We're looking at a definite Dak Prescott interception on a potential game-winning drive, which is very off character, you may think, because Dak is good at the fourth quarter comeback, notably. He's a winner, people say, right?
Yeah.
But this is an off-brand game. Kirk's balling on the road in prime time against a team over 500. Some stuff's going to happen. So we're looking at a Dak interception. We're going to finish final score. We got 2 minutes something left. I'm going to go 30-28 Minnesota. And by I'm going to go with, I mean that's what happened.
Okay. So obviously I watched the game last night. And yeah, that was a crazy game-winning drive by Dak. Amari Cooper, just big pickup after big pickup. And then the clutch kick by Maher to
What are you doing right now?
What do you mean?
I thought we were riding the Vikings.
No. Dallas won the game. We watched it last night.
No, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Yeah, so that final score, though.
This quinoa's going into your head.
34-30. Cousins, though, had like a minute, no timeouts, and then like nothing.
That's
really
crazy.
Came
There's
going
to be. There was. That was a crazy fourth quarter. There was 23 points scored in the fourth quarter. Pretty wild.
Why? What did I say? 34-30?
Yeah, it's 27. I'm looking at the wrong scoreboard. Damn it. No more
math
numbers.
Math is not a strong suit, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson are the best.
We're not a Ravens podcast.
No, but the league is the Ravens.
Do you know that today was the first time I ever called Lamar Jackson baby goat? I actually didn't tell you. I was going to send you a screenshot. I wrote it in a group me with some of my buddies. Yeah. One of my buddies were like, are we just not going to talk about the Lamar touchdown? And my instant reaction was just baby goat.
Yeah.
Jack, I think we got to shut it down.
I told you because I texted you and John Gruden today, and it was like,
yeah, I said what happened, and then about 30 seconds later, I think my next message was, oh my,
yeah, but I said I was trying to use the GIF function and type in Lamar Jackson, and I was like distracted watching the replay, and I typed in baby goat, and you were like, how excited are you? You found that, and I was like, that's totally unintentional. I didn't even mean to.
Yeah, but, cute ass goat. Oh, the touchdown got called back actually, or they got ruled down at the one.
Hey,
so.
We are. This is a replay. We already saw it.
Right, but I mean, I'm letting people know in case they didn't watch the game.
Okay, fair.
Last game happened, right?
All right, Snapback fam. Thank you guys for listening. Abe, any last parting words?
Yeah. All right, here's another numbers thing. This is four words.
Okay.
And it's in regards to Penn State. Win, and we're in. Simple as that.
No, with the apostrophe were, it's like,
oh, come
on.
That's one word. It's a conjunction. Even my Penn
Minnesota
State education know that. Get out of here. All right, guys.
All right, peace, fam.